The Minnesota Frost delivered an early season message to opponents that they're poised to defend the Walter Cup. The Frost doubled the host Toronto Scepters 6-3 on Saturday for their second win in three games to start the second professional Women's Hockey League season. The Scepters twice tied the game and pulled ahead briefly in the second period, but the Frost countered with four unanswered goals in front of 7,584 at Coca-Cola Coliseum. Britta Kerr-Salim and Michaela Kava each scored twice for Minnesota in its first meeting with Toronto since rallying from an 0-2 deficit in last season's playoffs to win a semifinal series 3-2. The Frost went on to beat the Boston Fleet for the inaugural Walter Cup. "We've seen what it takes to win now and we want that feeling again," Frost forward Taylor Heisey said. Kerr-Salim produced both the tying goal a minute after Toronto grabbed a 3-2 lead late in the second period, and the game winner in the third period. Kava added two more goals, including the empty netter. Britta scored a couple of big goals, but we had a lot of players making plays, Frost coach Ken Clay said. "Every line was making plays. Every line was going, so it's a lot of fun." It was less fun for the Scepters after Daryl Watts scored a spectacular goal with a dickey to put Toronto in front 3-2 with 2:19 remaining in the second period. Kerr-Salim knocked in a shot from the slot to tie the game a minute later and then deposited the winner when she drifted a shot from the sideboards midway through the third period after her initial attempt was blocked. "I tried to make a centering pass to the back door," Kerr-Salim said. "I believe it hit a skate. Then I just whacked it at the net. It got a good bounce, so you take it." Minnesota goalie Maddie Rooney stopped 21 shots for the win. Her Toronto counterpart Kristen Campbell made 30 saves as the Frost outshot the Scepters 36-24. The way the end of that second period went with us scoring a goal and getting high and then them scoring a goal, that's ultimately where the game was won for them and lost for us. Not able to rebound and respond from that shift in momentum, Toronto coach Troy Ryan said. And a lot of times that can cost you a game. Claire Buderak and Dominique Petrie also scored for Minnesota. 2-0-1. Watts, Victoria Bach and Jesse Comfer countered for the Scepters. 1-0-2. Kava's first of the game gave the visitors a two-goal advantage with just over 5 minutes remaining before she added the empty net goal. Minnesota grabbed a 1-0 lead when a loose puck squirted to Buderak at the side of Scepter's goal at 2:50 of the first period. Comfer evened the score at 8:23 when she knocked in a rebound from Rylland McKinnon's point shot. Petrie pounced on a loose puck in front for a second-period power play goal at 5:35. Scepters forward Victoria Bach drew the hosts even again at 12:05 when she tipped a Renata fast shot by Rooney. The left-shooting Watts made a spectacular dickey to her forehand to score after a giveaway by Frost defender Sophie Jacques, but then Kerr-Salim went to work. Former University of British Columbia defender McKinnon, one of only two Canadian university players in the PWHL, New York Emmy Fichteau from Concordia is the other, has two assists in her first three games. Minnesota defender Maggie Flaherty serving the first of a two-game suspension for a headshot on Boston's Alina Muller opened the door for Mae Batherson to make her PWHL debut. The younger sister of Ottawa Senators forward Drake Batherson grew up in Nova Scotia, but was born in Germany where her father Norm finished his pro career. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 7, 2024. Tim Warnsby, The Canadian Press.